एक कहानी है।
कार बुले Hey, want to extend a warm welcome to Ramesh Maharaj, saxophone extraordinaire. You know, he is one of the finest musicians, and now he's out in California doing what he loves best, teaching and living life. Hey, Ramesh, welcome to the program. Welcome to Caribbean Showtime TV, and of course, we're doing it for the first time. That now we're on Rogers, Bell and Ignite. Well, nice to have you, my brother. Probably I'll find your CD, you know, I always play it here. The one that was produced by you and Ranjan Ramdas. Hey, sometimes that man making mistake too, you know, so don't get tired, boy. I tell you. Hey, anybody have a heartbreak? Nari Ragbir. Thank you. And a warm welcome to Pandit Lekram Tiwari. And of course, my brother Arif Rahman, always a pleasure. Assalamu alaikum to you and your mama, Dada. Well, of course, we want to keep this live coming on television and radio so we can produce 3 hours of TV and radio. And we'd like to get some guests so we could have a little chit chat, a little pan chai. Don't forget, you could give us a call at 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772, the telephone number. And those of you who have tickets for the Imdadul dinner, only $25. Come on down, we have a great time. Look how she leave me. Well, listen, hear this one. That one, leave you and go on. Let me figure out what we can do about that now. I have a next nice one here to share with you, a new one, and of course, you know.
It's up and running. Up and running. ShabnamRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
But not the blocks and...
Sunil Ramsundar on Radio Shabnam and Caribbean Showtime TV. Anybody know somebody like that? Call me, Michael Whistle. The story always, but of course, you know, you always have a, how you call it, a village mako to give you the latest, of course, right? Hey, Ronnie at Roti Roti, if you're listening, give me a call. Hey, something here I found, Mario.
If you know you're getting
Jeetman. Well, we're going to keep you company and play some nice music for you. But let me see my partner here. Let me see what else I could find. I didn't listen to that one before, you know. And you know, it's a, sometimes you hear some shupiness on the radio, and I don't want to be one of them playing them shupiness for you today. But we want to play something nice for you. Hey, by the way, hope you're getting your shopping done. I went to the mall and not as busy as you would expect, but I don't know, today being Saturday and everything, things might heat up a little bit. So you never know. So be careful if you're going out, you know, dress with layers so you can take out, because it could get hot in the mall if you overdress because it's kind of cool outside, right? But make sure indeed you dress accordingly, and you know, but as I say, pack some patience. You never know. Well, I want to play an oldie right now, and for Brother Ramzan, we call him Shortman, funnily, call in a short man. He promised to come and sit with me and share his story, his experience coming into Canada. And, you know, he's now retired at 83, I believe, or 80 something. But he still goes to the hospital and visit the sick. He still go, anybody call him to do a little Quran reading and all that. He still goes out there. So I want to keep you company and play an old tune for you. Hope you like this one. I know we'll be making Brother Faruqi happy. He loved this type of music.
जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा रोके जमाना चाहे रोके खुदाई तुमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा तरसती निगाहों ने आवाज दी है मोहब्बत की राहों ने आवाज दी है आ जाने हया जाने अदा छोड़ो तरसाना तुमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा
ये माना हमें जाते जाना पड़ेगा पर ये समझ लो तुमने जब भी पुकारा हमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा हम अपनी वफा पे ना
Beautiful music, and I know, you know, we have a little bit of everything on this program, right? So Sister Andrea and Sandra and the gang, listen, we still have to do a song for your son. I didn't forget that. But right now, I just wanted to go quickly to the phone line as we say hello to Ronnie at Roti Roti Restaurant. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to Shabnam Radio, and thanks for taking the time, Ammo.
Hi, good afternoon, Richard, and thanks for taking my call. A very pleasant afternoon to you and the Shabnam family of listeners. Calling in for a few minutes to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. I know we're a week early, but I know time is tight, and just wanted to convey all our best wishes to the whole Shabnam family of listeners.
Well, Ronnie, a couple of quick things. I wanted to congratulate you on, under your stewardship, I saw you recently receiving an award for the Business Association in the Albion Islington area. So congratulations are indeed in order. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that recognition that you picked up?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Richard. As the chair of the Albion Islington BIA, this is our third consecutive year of winning similar awards for innovation in the area, trying to beautify the area. encouraging more customers to come and visit the area and shop, visit the stores and, you know, make acquaintances with the businesses and the business owners in the area. It's becoming a booming area again. During COVID, things happened and, with my team, you know, the Albion Islington, business executive, we've been working really hard to encourage, you know, and spruce up and brighten up the area, make it encouraging for people to come back to the new downtown Etobicoke, which is basically the intersection of Albion and Islington.
Well, congratulations, my brother. Now, I know everybody, when it comes to Christmas and holidays, want to make sure to get their orders, and I don't like to come in a roti shop on Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve, I tell you. How are you coping, and what we could do to make sure we get our order on time? We could call ahead. Are you taking orders still?
Yes, Richard. Just wanted to remind customers, whether it's a roti or their favorite roti shop, please don't disappoint yourselves. Try to call in and place your order as soon as possible. As recently as Diwali and Thanksgiving, a lot of regular customers, good customers, sometimes people are so busy with, you know, with a hectic life, they forget to call and order their rotis and think on those days, you know, they could simply walk in and pick up a few rotis.
Well, they would pick up the one from the freezer if they have, right?
Yeah, so we do have the convenience packs for people who, prefer the convenience of, taking it home and, reheating and so on. So we do have the marketplace area there where we do have, a frozen section too, so which they could avail themselves of, single portion, veggies, meat, or different types of rotis. But we do have fresh rotis on site. If you prefer, please call ahead. Don't disappoint yourself and, call your favorite roti shops and pre-order your rotis for Christmas.
And at Roti Roti, the telephone number again, we know we give out their number through the ad, but one more time for your number?
Yeah. So you could contact us at 416-745-9208. And just to give customers a heads up, we are closed on both holidays, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And then we open until Old Year's Day or New Year's Eve. And then we'll close for 2 weeks to enjoy some rest and family time.
That's right. Well, I know you are a great fan of the late Budram Hulas. His loss, I know, would be felt by people like you who love that type of music. You wanted to share your thoughts on his passing. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely, Richard. I was, really saddened to hear about his passing. As you know, he... as much as he did chutney and so on, he also was known for a couple of different genres, especially bhajans and so on too. And his loss is going to be, it's going to be a great loss to the cultural community, and the West Indian, especially Trinidad and Guyana diaspora. So from Roti Roti, the family at Roti Roti, myself, we like to convey sincere condolences to his family.
Well said indeed. And of course, to you, Ronnie, enjoy your holiday. Happy holiday. I saw that Christmas party. It came up on something I was editing, and I saw how the staff there treated you so well. They loved you so much. They celebrated. Your birthday is coming up soon, right?
Yes, November 29th.
It was, okay. And of course, I know they would be, your Christmas party, they're all there like family. So convey our best wishes to the team at Roti Roti. And by the way, the Roti Roti, the new Dong Tong Etobicoke, when that becomes more familiar in the tongues of people, remember it started off with this fella here, Roti Roti Man, Ronnie, a dear friend indeed. A proud fella from Gasparilo. It's Gasparilo, right? You're always
yes,
highlighting that. And listen, you can't come off the radio without healing out your partner, Bill and Prabha, eh? So you might as well get that in now.
Yeah, actually, you mentioned our Roti Roti Christmas staff party, which is being held tomorrow at Roti Roti. And of course, Bill and Prabha, although they don't work there, they're still a part of Roti Roti.
Yes. Well, good
so,
friends, good
you
people.
You know, hello to them and their whole family.
Thanks, man. Well, Ron,
and to you too, if you're in the area, you know, no invitation is required for you.
That's right. We just pop in by my partner. That's how we do it. So we might get some pastel and take
that
you.
That is how we do it.
Yes. Ron, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. Have a very good day and best wishes to all the listeners.
Oh, by the way, and this is a first because we are broadcasting now on television, Rogers, Bell and Ignite TV and, of course, all IPTV boxes. So people hearing your voice. As we get better, I'll probably have a picture put up while we talk to the people that we make an arrangement. But we just asked you to call and you're calling, so I'm happy that you did. Thank you very much and all the best. And thank you for your support over the years on this program.
You're welcome, Richard.
All the best, brother. That's Ronnie, of course, at Roti Roti, where no roti is cooked before it's time. Varindra Prasad, want to say hello. And Vin, if you're listening, give me a call, please. Varindra Prasad, another cultural giant out of the Caribbean. And he's based in Toronto. We're proud to call him our own. A dear friend, Cappy, give me a call.
Yo, what up, the six? This is your three-time Chutney, so come on on K.I. from K.I. and the band. And this is the Curl Up 101 mixtape. Yeah, I said it. Brought to you by me, Familia, my little brother, the unstoppable Junior. Yo, let me not waste no time. Junior, stop what you're doing and curl.
Hey, stop what you're doing, Varindra, and call. 416-848-7772. Varindra Prasad, 416-848-7772. I want to say hello to DJ Casper. I want to thank him. He's been giving me all the latest. We got the new cast, everything for partner setting. As we say hello, is this Varindra Prasad?
Compliments to the season, my brother, to you and everyone.
Well, I'm glad you called. And the reason I was calling and asking because, you know, you have a rich amount of knowledge, and it's like wealth when it comes to artists from Trinidad and Tobago, sometime out of Guyana and the region. I just wanted to ask you to share your thoughts about the career of the late Budram Holas. As you know, he's passed, but I know that you might have worked with him, you know him personally. Tell us a little bit about your experience with this fine gentleman.
Well, anyway, Rich, thanks for having me. Of course, condolences from my family to the whole last family. I mean, I've been working, and only recent I did something a couple of 3 years ago, right before COVID. He was also in a competition where I judged. Yeah, I worked with Bujram for many years in Chutney Soka Monarch, that is. He used to be a contestant for many years. There were two competitions, one with Dr. Ramlal, one with George Singh. And I accompanied him in both competitions, especially the George Singh one, which he entered a lot more times, because, of course, that one is continuing. So, yes, CSM, we backed him off. I can't remember exactly how much years, but for many years, he was a contestant there, a participant at the Chutney Soka Monarch. What I would say about Ram is a lot of people, I think he was underrated, firstly, because his voice is so phenomenal. Like, I myself probably take it for granted at times. Like, yeah, we are more of good talent we have out of whom, you know, sometimes I say, yeah, he's just another good one, like the rest. But, like, when you listen to this man, really and truly taking some of his songs and some of his moods, because sometimes he may have a better night than another night, but some of his good nights singing, this man really had a super voice. His range, his talent was phenomenal. He was a good Dolak player in the earlys as well. I know when he started to get, like, but he wasn't too well coming out these last set of years here. He wasn't playing much Dolak, but he was really, really a good singer. He had a good range. He had a good repertoire. He stand out anyway. And again, with religious stuff as well, a lot of bhajans and stuff. I know he used to do a lot of Ramayana and wherever there religious stuff, he goes sing a lot of bhajan as well. So yeah, definitely he would be missed. And one of the stronger voice from back home.
And you know, we have had many, and Trinidad keep tuning them out, but we're not finding enough to replace them. They are up and coming ones, but these are not only the legends, but they had a style and a uniqueness about
things has changed. Things have changed, and there's only so much that we could do. Yes, the music it's a little different from, you know, people not staying into that kind of realm, so to speak, like Bujram and David. And they are the older ones, the ones that kind of the foundation, so to speak. So definitely, you know, you may get some of the younger ones doing some, not all continuing in that trend. You know, we have a few of them who are still doing it, but like Bujram and the late Uncle Jamir Hussein and you name it, Yusuf Khan and fellas, you know, they were a whole different class by themselves. Yankaran, of course, some Isaac Yankaran, top guns, man.
Yeah, and you know, even with the Yankaran, they talk about range. I mean, each one have a uniqueness about them, and I don't want to get down because that's another show, but Ashok has a sweeter, different, melodious voice compared to, let's say, Rakesh, for example.
My take on that is every one of them is unique in their own way. Mm-hmm. That's my take. They are so super singers. All the Yankarans, they are unique in their own way. I work with all of them, and they're exceptional. They're still exceptional. Of course, Ashok has his style. Rakesh has his style. Of course, Anand was a giant as well. You know, those guys, they really know how to execute, man.
Now, with you, and I've heard this many times when I book an artist or a group of people, I remember once having a show with Rasika and Rakesh. They were performing and they were worried about practice. And once I tell them, Varinjo, they say, no worries. They didn't have to practice. So you have that respect because people know your talent and they love you. And we here recognize that. And I always have to remind our listeners about who you are. And I'm fortunate to have you with me today. But listen, there's a gentleman, and I don't want to wait till he's not here to talk about him. If you could tell us, and tell us where he's at this time now and how he's doing, your uncle Sital Prasad?
Yes, man, he's like a boss right now. He doing some work. I said that is one thing, some accordion.
Okay, let me start from, tell people who don't know him, who is Sital Prasad?
Well, Sital Prasad, my father, brother, and he was really instrumental in me wanting to play music like him. And definitely, I think I close, I will hope so. And he still tells me, yes, he always give me kudos. But so my father, brother, he came up here in 1970. He was one of the sweetest, most dynamic and graceful accordionists back in Trinidad in the 60s. He went to Hillview College, and then he also taught at Hillview College, and then he migrated. But while being there, he played for Naya Zamana, he played for Jitsu Saha, he played for top bands over there. He was one of the sweetest accordion players, and he still remained the sweetest in his 70s, because I had him at my place. Last week, we do a couple of things. We have a few little videos, home videos coming out, nothing too grand. But we got an accordion, and this man is playing so sweet. I posted something on my Instagram, and a lot of people like it, you know. It's just a teaser, but we're going to have a few things coming. And, of course,
coming back to what from the story where it started. He migrated here in the 70s, and he formed a band in 1975, which was the first Indian Caribbean Indian band, so to speak. I think so, in 1975, called Bobby's Naya Afsana. Because he used to practice at Bobby's record shop. That was downtown Toronto. I am only the messenger here. He gave me all this history, which I always enjoy hearing.
Right, so but with that, Jai, that's mm-hmm. Jai Shobha, the late Shobha Maharaj brother, was it Bobby?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was him. And Jai Raj, and the record shop was called Bobby's. But go ahead, yes.
Yes, so he started his band at Bobby's record shop, and he invited a few musicians from India and the Caribbean, and they formed this Bobby Naya Afsana. He did a record, like about four songs on a record. I still have it somewhere there. And then he continued, and he lived here all his life, played for a lot of them. And at those days, also Pankaj Udas, popular Pankaj Udas, was a young boy, and he had worked with him here too, as he's one of his singers in his band in Canada in the 70s. Then he worked for Kalpana from India. He taught with her all over through North America. And he worked with a lot of people. And then in his later age, he spent a lot of time with Swamiji. Presently, as we speak, he normally goes there a lot and spent a lot of time in the ashram in Mysore, I believe, South India. But presently, he's in Toronto here now. And hopefully, before he heads back up, I'm have a few videos to share with him, just basic home videos that we're doing. But the man really playing sweet, man. I mean, I always hear about him and how good he was, because I didn't get the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him, because in the 60s, of course, I probably was a baby. I don't know if I was born yet. I can't remember the year I born, but he's super, and he remains super. The man's so graceful. The man is so sweet, partner. I was like, wow. Yeah, well, my father, brother, Sital Prasad.
Sital Prasad, and he gave up his time and life for God, and has been living at the ashram and back and forth here lately.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of those who music and musicians, lovers would understand, and that's why I asked Ranjit to share a little bit. Now, those of you watching us on television, now, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. Have people like Ranjit and his uncle Sital come here, sit. My brother Ashok, I know he's just, whenever he's in talk, he would, respond to my invitation. And we'd have them here, and then we'd have the cameras on them and chat. And now you could see and know some of the stories. So I rather than play music, I like to hear these stories and share them, that people would carry on the legacy and the stories and the history of some of these great stalwarts that we have still with us here today.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I always turn to you when I need a little information about music and musician. And you and Karamchand Maharaj, I must say, whether it's competition or competing musician or bands, you guys give me the truth. Like, you talk about how sweet this fellow play, your uncle. Kamu, for example, was telling me, and you concurred, that Kamu was saying, Dole, how his hands, Raymond Ramarayan's father, he had the sweetest, lightest hands, and his music that he played. And I wouldn't know about these things, but when you all share with me. And I'm asking you, as a music lover, somewhat of an expert, tell me a little bit, and not because he's your son, K.I., this song mm-hmm. that he did, that was a song that he'd been practicing and putting a lot of love and effort into. Tell us a little bit about the background of that.
Excuse me. I'm coming down with a little virus here. I wouldn't say practice that particular song, but he does a lot of practice in that style kind of thing during the COVID. He spent some time on his own trying to, because this is what he likes and loves as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, Chhattisoka is the way of life, in the sense that you gain a lot of experience with that, being part of Triveni, GMC Triveni, being a part of Chhattisoka crossover. So being a musician and then coming out of the band and then jumping into frontline, Chhattisoka was the easiest and fastest and most dynamic way just to get out and get on, so to speak. He did it, and he accomplished it. He did well. And this part where the film is concerned, he didn't want to just do something like just go and release a song like anybody. If you listen to the lines and things he did, he really took his time. And this is how he knows Indian music in the sense of Bollywood stuff, and it's supposed to be done as best as possible and executed correctly before it's put out there. And I think that's what he did. And he's doing a few more that definitely, I know a lot of people are going to be surprised. I saw a lot of people posting it. They love it. First time hearing him on this style, and I think it's going to do well for him.
Well, I tell you, I always say he's a star boy. And when you watch your video, it proved what I say, right?
Yeah, man.
You're very proud of him. I know that. Well, I'm going to feature it now. I want to thank you very
much. Before you leave, I must say kudos to you, man. I subscribe to your channel, and I'm enjoying myself for this whole December. Yeah, I know I'm going to have a good Christmas watching your 24/7. There's always something interesting sometimes when I switch on. Like, as I told you when I called you, I was so excited. Like, wait, but I see this one on TV and I listen to the radio. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, a lot of people might think, yeah, now with social media is so easy. You could go on your phone and you could see a TV station back home. But it'd be different when you have your Rogers in Toronto and you put on and you see something local. Like, hey, we home and we see in Canada and we see in this world. And this is how I felt. It's like a mind thing. Like, hey, boy, me and mother go on the phone and I just put on my television on Rogers 880. And I've seen things happen. It's nice.
And then we have more local stuff planned. And
correct, that's what I mean. The local content in the Caribbean. You've seen a lot of stuff from Guyana, Trinidad, wherever you are, even a lot of different stuff out of so many different things that you have. Your content is so great. It's so broad. And you know, it makes you feel good that, yeah, what, you have something home that says we want. You know, kudos to you, man.
Well, I want to tell you, last night, I try not to watch it because every day working, and if I see a mistake, I would call somebody.
But you don't tell me you don't like to watch yourself on TV.
I don't watch it because if I see something, I would call somebody and say, hey, how come we don't have that? Or how come that missing? So I don't. But last night, Akua called me and he was billing a place, and I said, let me check it. Man, I'm telling you, we had the Gayatri Mantra playing. And Virendra, it was next to the TV was in a corner tucked away by the Christmas tree. And I mean, when I tune on this thing about 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're seeing and they're giving you the English pronunciation like at the bottom, and I'm thinking, and you're hearing, Om, boo, boo, what, you know, and it was vibrating, and to see how crispy clear it was, and following that, we had Surya Yasin for about an hour with other suras. I mean, if you can't sleep and you turn on the TV, you're finding stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
And it really, really, I felt very proud at that moment, what I saw. That
I had to compliment you on this. Good work and keep it up. And I hope all goes well in the future. And the way I got to do, I'm looking at the show right now. I'm listening to
and
you.
And we would
well.
Only
Thanks,
get better.
Man.
So like today, Virendra would be here. Definitely. When we play this next video on the radio, we would be able to play the video. But again, we need more people to work. We need more help. And with that, we have to get some more money. And we're working on it, right? So thank you very much, Vin. And I know we talked before the holidays. So thanks again for calling.
Take care, brother.
All the best.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
This is KI. And of course, his latest, K.I. and the Band. And I like the name now, we have it, K.I. the Band, Sri Vini.
तो लोग कहेंगे लोगों का काम है कहना चोरों बेकार की बातों में कहीं बीत न जाए रहना कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे we
course, K.I. and the band, a beautiful one indeed, and congratulations, K.I. And, of course, we continue to keep you company here. I wanted to, I have to find something for, what's his name, man? I'm trying to, listen, I figure, I'm trying to remember. But when I come back, we're definitely going to have that. Somebody requested some Ravi B, so here we go. Hey, Bele de Roti, Bele indeed, and don't forget coming up, we have Glamour and Glitz.
Happy New Year!
This New Year's Eve, all roads lead to the breathtaking Chandy Victoria Hall at 2935 Drew Road in Mississauga. Two epic events, one venue. Embrace New Year's Eve, family dinner and dance in Ballroom 1 and the world-renowned Glamour and Glitz Gala in Ballroom 2. Both at the classy Chandy Victoria Hall. Dinner, dance, and indoor fireworks at midnight plus more. For info, visit glamourandglitzny.com. That's glamourandglitzny.com.
Well, we have a birthday greeting now for the man himself from SOS. I don't remember SOS. Well, he's celebrating his birthday, and his mommy always listened to us here on the radio, and she wanted to make sure we send some love out to him. And of course, they, you know, don't need to say how much they love you. And of course, we here at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio, join in wishing you, sir, a happy, happy, happy birthday. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. So those of you who would like to send your greeting, feel free. But right now we want to do this one. And this one is for his mom and dad also, Andrew Lala, the gentleman behind all those big fets with Marshall and the SOS and everything. He had Kess in here this year and so much more, Ravi B and all of them. Well, we're taking some time to say to you, sir, happy, happy birthday. And hope you like this one, Mr. Andrew Lala. And this is coming to you from all of us here at Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime. Your mommy, your daddy, and not forgetting your fiancé and her parents, and Sandra and her family. Okay, Auntie Sandra, they all love you. Hope you like this one. I know your parents will. There we go. And don't forget to subscribe. The TV is on now. It's on Facebook. Want to say hello to Derry, Davika, Mo, and Joyce. That's a bad combination, you know. Four of them are easy, you know. Hey, Mo, how you doing? We kind of music. We kind of music. Let me go.
ShopNomRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Hey Akua, hope you like this one. Director out of Trinidad and Tobago, want to thank you, sir, for all your help, your good work.
Audrey, when you get that sugar, darling, there is nothing sweeter.
Abdul Kayum Hack out all the way in New York. Sending his salams to Zahir. Yes, some parang coming up shortly. Stay tuned. Rosetta, my friend, how are you? Welcome to Ozone Park. Also say thank you to Andrew, you know, SOS. They bring us every year quality, top-notch entertainment, and want to thank him very much. May God bless you to continue doing what you do, my brother. I know you love it. I know you love your community, and want to give you all the kudos. Doing a great job. Happy birthday. Hey, what are you doing all this night? Hey, Ava and Ayana. Ava and Ayana. Getting ready for Santa Claus? Want to extend a warm welcome to Mala Harry Prasad, my sister. How are you? It's the first time that Shabnam Radio, any Caribbean program, is on radio and television across the nation. Please subscribe to our channel. It's on Rogers, Bell and Ignite TV. Listen, you want to go to a nice party? Let me tell you about a really good one. This is one going to bring some fun time, great memories. Listen to this.
West End Kings and Caribbean Line presents New Year's Eve Explosion Dinner and Dance. Sunday, December 31st, inside the beautiful Panamonte Banquet Hall, 220 Humberline Drive, Etobicoke. An event for the whole entire family. Doors open at 6 p.m., dance entry at 10 p.m. Hosted by Rum Shop Chronicles with special guest Richard Aziz. Live performance by Randy B. Dinner music, instruments perform live. Music by Toronto's Finest, Shift Sound Crew, K&G Entertainment, DJ Rob, Big Show, DJ AJ, Mr. Audio, Young Illusions, J Infiltrate, Classic Sounds, and DJ D Rose. $80 tickets now available. For info and tickets, contact 647-504-7366. Shift Sound Crew, bringing you entertainment to the max.
I'm taking a mental day, I'm taking a mental day. I need a little runaway, cause the rum is good for me mentally. I'm taking a little jam.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Labacan, Labacan.
Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air free. In a hurry, don't waste no time.
Express shipping when you're shopping online.
Warehousing to consolidate.
With Labacan, you don't have to wait.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Labacan, Labacan.
Visit Labacan.com.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV and high-speed internet, home monitoring and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! This New Year's Eve, all roads lead to the breathtaking Chandy Victoria Hall at 2935 Drew Road in Mississauga. Two epic events, one venue. Embrace New Year's Eve family dinner and dance in Ballroom 1 and the world-renowned Glamour and Glitz Gala in Ballroom 2. Both at the classy Chandy Victoria Hall. Dinner, dance, and indoor fireworks at midnight plus more. For info, visit glamourandglitzny.com. That's glamourandglitzny.com.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
Hey, that's right. Give my buddy a call, Chris, and of course, he would be able to hook you up. Well, we had a request for some, you want to hear some parang music? Well, listen, we got you covered.
When you're looking for...
Happy birthday going out to Sudesh is for Tropical Night. He's one of the partners there and a nice gentleman. Him and his wife, beautiful people. And of course, want to wish him a happy, happy birthday. Hey, Sudesh from the entire family circle, your family and Vic Sarju and of course, your beautiful wife, Rosetta. And of course, all of us here at Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime, wishing you, sir, a happy birthday. You know how much we love you, right?
I get your stereo, I get your video, you get bed, I get your house, I get your land, I get your...
Want to extend a warm welcome to Harold Nari. Harold, of course, is a gentleman who have been preserving and promoting classical singing, and I know he would be doing...